But I'm joined by Amy Mehta, who is the head chef at Dinner Parties, innovative Indian cuisine for dinner parties in the comfort of your own home. So it's been a while since you were in, I think maybe about a year or
more
two.
More than a year,
is
yes.
Is it more than a year?
Yeah.
And you were just really starting, I think, back then, weren't you?
I had started properly by then. I have done it since, like, say, almost 3 years now.
Yeah.
But yeah, last year was the big one for me because I just started properly and I got so many bookings and I've ended up doing like more than 30 dinner parties.
Wow.
Or something.
Explain to people what it is and what happens.
Okay, so it is a great experience because first of all, you don't have to go out in the cold or rain or wind. I just bring my food, ingredients, the crockery, cutlery, everything. So basically you're getting a restaurant style experience in the comfort of your home.
Yeah.
And also obviously all the food is homemade. I cook like literally on the day and then it's served on the night, so it's just beautiful. It's all fresh cooked.
Yeah.
And I think I'm a very good cook as well. So you get amazing, amazing food.
Tell us about the difference between what people can expect from the flavors.
Oh, yeah,
and
okay.
The dishes.
The difference is huge. I think it starts from the flavors itself and what it looks like. So when you go to Indian restaurants, especially when I've gone locally, I think you're eating more oil and butter than the real food.
Yeah.
And I just think the gravy is just not right. It's too sour. I don't know. It doesn't. And also, I think the spices are so toned down that you're almost eating a jacket potato flavor and not a real curry
it's
punch.
It's very westernized,
isn't it?
It
is very westernized, yeah. And I just think with my food, like I'm so particular about how I cook and what I cook. And like most of my spices as well, I go and get it from India myself. So I just think it starts from that. The minute you put the spices, the smell, it's just beautiful. It's a huge difference in the taste.
Is it your family that's got you in the bug for cooking? Your mother?
My mom, definitely. God, she just produced the best food that we could ever eat. I mean, even now, I just miss her food, like, compared to anywhere else in the world. Mummy cooking something nice is just brilliant.
Yeah.
So, growing up, obviously, I didn't cook anything. I had no idea how it all transforms into a meal.
Mm.
But I think once I got married, I just had to, especially because I came from India and I was here on my own. And I'm like, oh, there's no mummy here. There's nobody here. I better just learn. And that's how I started.
Now, you've also been on television.
Yes, I have. On Come Dine With Me.
Yes.
It was a great experience. I think it's been so long now. It's been 6 years that I went on.
But they repeat them, don't they? That's the thing. And it's
know.
Oh, you've been
it's
on television.
Funny.
Yeah.
Sometimes when I go to Sainsbury's or whatever, and then people recognize, we saw you yesterday. And I'm like, the show has been on six. I think because this was one of the nice Come Dine With Me where we all got along really well with each other.
Yeah.
We still keep in touch and go out on special occasions, which is such a nice feeling.
Mm.
So I think it was one of the nicer episodes. And that's why it just keeps coming again and again, kind of.
And you got great feedback from a very, very famous chef.
Yes, that was another very, very big experience and also a turning point. That's when I actually started doing the dinner parties and the cookery lessons. It was a show called Humble Pie and Marco Pierre-White was the judge.
Yeah.
It was just a wonderful experience because I have never, I love to cook, but I love to cook with a bit of music, a bit of laziness, whereas that was on time, like everything was timed and it was like a proper cookery competition. And Marco just loved my food, like he praised it so much and he never does that, so I was like very pleased and he wanted to eat all of it. In fact, I was very lucky that he even sat me down and like asked me some of my recipes and said, how did you make that corn on the cob and things like that. So,
that
was
crazy.
A very, very special experience.
Hard man to please, I would imagine.
Yes. No, I think he loves his Indian food though. I think he already knew that he's going to love my food the most, and then when he tried it, he was just fantastic. He was very impressed.
Now we're going to take a quick little break. Amy is in the studio and she's got set up in the corner a Thermomix TM6, which you're going to be talking about as well, and she's got two dishes, one you're preparing at the moment and then one you
a little bit later. That's the pea and the mint soup. I thought you will love it. It's just one of my favorites. And we'll just do beetroot salad because you just mentioned that you like beetroot.
I love
beetroot. Why not? Yeah.
Do you know what? Some people don't, and I absolutely.
Oh,
I
love
swear
it.
I normally always have beetroot, and I'll have it in a sandwich. I'll have it with mashed potato.
Yeah.
And I'm not talking about the pickled stuff. I'm talking about fresh beetroot.
Yes. And the beetroot smoothies. I mean, the TM6. I've started making some nice beetroot kale smoothies.
Yeah.
Beautiful. And this salad, you're going to be very impressed.
Yeah. I did try, Amy, to make some beetroot brownies once. disaster. But because I spent a lot of money on the chocolate, I ate them. And they were horrible. I hadn't grated up the beetroot enough. Okay. And it was like chunks of uncooked kind of beetroot, and brownies were just, it was, at least it was an attempt.
At least you ate it. So
I did,
fine.
But I wasn't going to waste it. And now I'll be doing some tasting in a while. We're just going to have a little bit of some ants and a bit of music. And then we'll be back with Amy, and we'll be having a taste test on air. Lovely. I'll tell you about it in a second. Only with the help of Amy, obviously, because otherwise I would have made a right botched job.
No, you did very well.
And also, we've got some soup to try as well. So you've been using in the studio, just let people know, it's a piece of equipment called a Thermomix PM6.
Yes. So the machine's been there for years, and it's very, very popular in America, Australia, and all of Europe. In UK, we are just, I mean, it has been in UK for long as well, the TM5. But the TM6 is like the way they say it, it's a game changer, because it's connected to the phone. It's got this amazing Cookidoo app. It's got 50,000 recipes inbuilt into the machine. So you never need to use your brain, basically. You just type in what you have and you will create something fantastic.
Yeah.
I cook a lot of Indian food, but I had never baked in my life. I couldn't even think. I'd just go pale if somebody asked me to even think about a cake.
Mm.
But I've been making brownies, cakes, cookies, biscuits, breads, and all different types of breads as well. So and again, like you saw it, it does it in minutes.
And
brilliant.
It weighs it. I can't believe it weighs it and chops it and cooks.
Yes, exactly. And I just think it's great value, because the amount of beetroot salad we've made, a whole family of 7 to 8 people could easily feed on it.
Yeah. Or
and
just
that
me.
The ingredients. But the ingredients cost. Like it was £2.20 to buy everything that went in there.
Wow.
The little bit extra olive oil that you put, I think that's made the salad really delicious. So I think I'm going to do the same next time. So
that is lovely.
Thank you.
That's really lovely. And you know what's
surprising? You've seen what's gone in it. It's really everything healthy. Like you would eat carrots, apple, beetroot. It's got all the right ingredients.
But there's
in there.
No onion. And yet it's got a really...
And mint and coriander, really, so I think that's why it's got that nice smell.
Yeah, it's got like... Because you would think you'd have to put onion. Onion would be too overpowering if you put it.
But
because you've got the coriander and you've got the mint,
yes,
it's lovely. So that's coriander, mint, carrot, almonds, olive oil.
That's it.
And beetroot.
Yeah.
Mmm. I can carry on eating as much.
Thank you, good. At least you know you're eating healthy,
Could you put a little bit of... feta with this, possibly?
You could do that, you know, because I'm only just using the machine since just a month. Mm. I'm trying not to, like, as it is, you know, compared to what they say, I just add a little bit more flavor anyway. So I just think I'm trying to follow the Cookidoo recipes for now and seeing what they... And they all work for me.
That is lovely. That is delicious. Right, soup time. I love this. Okay. Now, this is another... I've taken some pictures and I will put them up online. So this is it's like... a little square plate that's kind of wavy, and the soup is in a cup, little cup, and there's some...
take a picture for you?
And this is... is this focaccia? Is I got that right? Is this what the bread is?
I just made some garlic bread, yeah.
I'll try this, let me have a go. I like the garlic bread. Lovely. Sorry, I'm just... It's probably not enjoyable for you as I'm sitting here. I shouldn't have eaten the bread, I should have just sipped the soup. Here we go. Let me just eat the bread first. That's a bad idea to eat bread and then try talking to the microphone. Obviously, I don't want to make myself choke. Right, so what's in the soup?
Just the pea and mint. It doesn't even have any cream or milk or anything like that.
Just pea and mint?
And onions.
That is lovely. Now, I would have thought that there's no cream in it.
No cream at all.
Wow. So that is actually good for you.
That's definitely good. It's so easy to make. Again, I just did it at the studio in like 3 minutes. So
pea, mint, and onion.
Yes.
And
no cream, no milk, no dairy at all right now.
And what do you do? It everything gets chopped up and then blended. Right, it's very, very smooth. There are no lumps in this at all. So,
you use the frozen peas.
Yep.
And then that's it. And it just add a bit of water. Obviously, it's got a lot of water in it.
Yep.
And vegetable stock, and it's done.
So. Your food is always good. Last time you came in, I was like, yes. I was like, leave those things behind. I'll just stuff them as quickly as I can. This soup is lovely.
You.
I haven't had soup for ages.
Oh, I love soup. See, I love soup, but I can't make them. And now now I've just been making anything and everything. So there's another soup which I wanted to make for you, maybe next time when I come. The butternut squash with apple. Yeah. Oh, it's just divine. It's so delicious. Yeah. It's got the nice flavor of the veggies and it's sweet apple. It's just beautiful.
Has it got pepper? Have you got pepper in there?
I've put lots of pepper. I shouldn't have, but I think it's got a lot of
nice little kick at the end. Now, if people want to get in contact with you, you're all over social media.
Yes, on my Facebook. Instagram is amimetha2702. You can message me. What I'm doing for now is, because I've become such a fan of Thermomix, I have spoken to the company and I'm going to do a lot of free demos for them. As long as you have yourself and five friends, I will come and cook free. Right. All you need to do is provide some core ingredients and I just bring the machine. I bring all these delicious choices. You can have up to 4 to 5 dishes and it's all free. So,
oh, wow. There we go.
Get booking. Yeah. I've only got 4 weeks and then I'm so busy and tied up with my dinner party, so I can't do it after. But right now I can for this one.
Okay. And we will put all the details up for Amy at the end. I'm just going to have another little sip of my soup just to finish it off. And it is a little cup of soup. Don't worry. I'm not a...
It's fine, but again, it doesn't have cream, so you're fine. No calories.
I feel good now. I feel thinner already. Lovely to see you. Gorgeous, as always. A gorgeous-looking lady. You'll see the pictures up on the website. Thank you very much to your man here for doing all the filming.
Thank you.
What's your name?
Luke.
There we go. Thanks very much for coming in, and we'll see you again soon.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. Right.